Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 172. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Greetings to our faithful God Network News listeners. We are excited to bring you more great stories of movements that are happening amongst unreached people groups. This particular group of stories is coming from our brother John, who works in a very unreached area of Africa, and he is working in an island off the coast, and it is very, very unreached. In fact, he mentions in one of these stories that electricity has just recently come to his island, and that God is actually using it to bring people to his house, and then he shares the gospel message. Get ready for some fantastic stories of God's faithfulness, of God working even in this difficult time of COVID. So yeah. Did he, but he's working on the island, right? The island that you're on.
Yes. Yes, he is working on the island, but he faced a lot of difficulties, persecution. His dad is actually a Muslim.
Okay.
And he was facing a lot of persecution, rejection in his family. But, you know, he was coming to us like, what do I do? So, you know what? We are your family, you know? No, they are threatening me that they will not feed me. And, you know, if, you know, I continue to walk, you know. But you know what? God did something really powerful. He was able to testify, to give testimonies, testify his faith in his family. And the family began to see change in his life, something that they had never seen before. How he radically gave up, you know, all of his, you know, past and the things that he was doing before. And he was full of love towards his own people. And then one day we went to this soccer field, and the people, that's one of the places where many people get together on the island when there is soccer. The whole, you know, community come to the soccer field because that's the only entertainment that they have. Yeah. And so there was his father. And then his father comes to me and he says, you know what? I see, since my son started hanging out with you, something has changed in him. We have done so many evil things, so many bad things to him, but he never like fought back, and he still loves us. And I am so amazed by, you know, his heart. And that's not the son I raised. And I've seen how different he is. And what is this thing that you gave him, you know, and that has made him that way? And then, you know, I started sharing, you know, about the gospel of the kingdom to that day. I just felt God, you know, like pouring out, you know, his love to him in that day. And he said, I really want to experience that because I have never seen any radical change, something that happens so quick like that. In my son's life, I have seen it and how quickly he changed. And from who he was to what he is today, I'm just amazed. I want to come and join you guys and, you know, and just be a part of your family.
Oh, that's cool.
Then a few weeks later, his son came to me and said, my dad asked for prayer today. He wants to follow the Lord.
Wow. And then today,
the dad is in the church, is in one of the groups, and he is also testifying to many other people. And it's just beautiful to see that how God could use such a young man and change that young man. And through him, the people around him being influenced by that and also wanting to change and follow the ways, you know, of the Lord.
Yeah, so that's just wonderful.
Beautiful.
That is exciting. Because I'm sure his father is an influential person as well.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, he... Mm-hmm. Model that he is setting other people to look at that. Well, if he's become a follower of Jesus, maybe I can too, you know.
Often that way.
I know I was younger, I'm younger than my brother by about a year. But when I influenced my brother, unfortunately, in bad ways. But when I became a believer, then he looked at me and saw what was happening. And so he said, I think I need to follow Jesus too. So, so we both kind of got discipled at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's really exciting. Wow. Yeah. Any stories that you have heard about since the COVID-19? I was just talking to Joseph and he said, they're actually seeing more people come to Christ now during the COVID-19 than before. And he's just thinking, oh, people are, you know, maybe they were hesitating before and now they're thinking of life and death, you know, and want to get right with the Lord. And so,
So that's really true. Things have changed. And I've seen like the Lord, you know, I see the Lord doing amazing things in our days. And sometimes I think I'm like, wow, I'm so privileged and honored to live in times like this, because God is actually raising his workers.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
And I live, I'm here in Brazil and I get news of what is happening there.
Yeah.
And being here in Brazil, seeing the response, how the church got frightened, by what we are living today, and looking into another reality of the global South, like what is happening there. And these movement leaders getting bold and bold in sharing the gospel and you know preaching, it's just totally different realities. And I'm like, oh God, you're doing something so beautiful, because he's filtering things like the church and all these, like I've seen here in Brazil, most of the churches, they are filled with all this prosperity gospel and comfort and the well-being of a person. But it's not a church that is actually discipled in order to face the difficulties of our daily life. Yeah. And they're so afraid that most of them are like so shaken up that then you get shocked to see it. But they have received pictures, and just a few days ago of this same young guy that I told you baptized, so many people.
Wow, that's
exciting.
And
I'm like, oh God, you are really filtering, the real followers of Jesus, people that the world, doesn't know. And they are just doing amazing things. You're just using very simple and ordinary people to do amazing things for you. And looking in that, I've seen like many, people coming to the Lord, many baptisms taking place back home. I am not there to actually see it with my eyes. I'm here in Brazil, but I'm like, oh God, how I miss it, How I would like to be a part of that. And yeah. the government of Mozambique is also changing. And there is this law free of religion, and the government is actually making things harder for the church.
Oh, really?
And wow. Saying that a church needs to be registered. And to be registered, one church has to have like 60,000 members in order to be registered with the government as a church.
Oh my goodness.
And the reason why the doors are being closed is because of all these prosperity preachers that have flooded Africa and these big cities and capitals and, you know, and becoming richer and richer, you know, and people like giving so much money to them. And then the government is actually open up like, oh, this is, you know, this church leaders, they are rich, the church have money. And so the government is beginning to close doors to churches like that.
Wow.
But then in the other end, I see, wow, this is such a great opportunity for us to disciple people and to continue, you know, to see the church grow smaller, you know, in small groups. Because 12 people is not a church. If it's under a tree where we meet, for them it's not a church. It's just a group that is gathering in houses and, you know, different places. For them, they don't even care. They don't even worry about that. So for me, I'm so excited to be a part of a time like this. And I see a great opportunity of multiplication and exponential growth in places like that. And I think that way, many people will be reached, and many of these unreached places in Africa will be reached. And we are seeing the churches are closed, the traditional church, all of them are closed. But in the groups, the churches that we plant, those small groups, they are getting together every day, sharing the gospel every day, baptizing people all the time, and then testifying Jesus everywhere they go, you know, because for the government it's not a problem, you know.
No, that's really, really good. You know, it's funny because the sort of the Western style of mega church actually makes you a target, you know. Not just for the government, if there's a government that's not, you know, doesn't like Christians or whatever, but also other people that just don't like what Christians stand for, or they're afraid of Christianity for some reason. If you're large in numbers, you become a target. And it's far better to stay small and multiply. And it's better if people don't even know what's happening. It's, you know, under their nose, so to speak, you know. And before you know it, there are so many Christians
everywhere.
That you can't bother them anymore.
That's
basically how the early church happened. It just was small and in homes and places that they would just meet, like under a tree or whatever, like you were saying, until it grew and grew and grew in influence so much that pretty soon, without even, you know, any military, they took over the biggest country in the world.
That's true.
Just like a revolution of love type of thing.
So true.
So finally, maybe with the whole concept of DMM and movements, maybe we're starting to learn how we should be doing
as a church.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.